Sit down. Did you notice that the themes in both readings were really quite similar? The theme of freedom and inheritance, of being a son rather than a slave. Christians are people who recognize that they have freedom. We are not slaves, but free. And yet Paul had to write to the Galatians because it seemed to him that those Christians in Galatia wanted to make themselves slaves again, wanted to choose to be subject to certain rules. So he starts in this reading, "Tell me, you who desire to be subject to the law, will you not listen to what it says?" And it says at the end of that long paragraph in which he argues, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." So he's encouraging those Christians to not choose to be subject to certain rules. Instead, believe what God says, his promises, and so know yourself to be free. It's a state of mind, really, a state of heart. Because you can have this freedom in Christ and yet be in prison. You can have this freedom in Christ and yet be a slave of somebody else because of your circumstances. It was the slaves in America who invented all sorts of gospel songs to sing about freedom, because they knew they had freedom in Christ, even as they wished and campaigned and worked towards their freedom from slavery from their American masters. And it was because they had freedom and had tasted freedom in Christ that they were all the more determined to experience freedom for them or their children in that country. Because freedom in Christ is the state of our relationship with God. We are free. For freedom, Christ has set us free. And they realized this because they were sons and daughters of God, not slaves. It wasn't about obeying rules in order to be right with God. It was about hearing the call of the Father, God, and believing his call and believing his offer of salvation, and so receiving it and knowing themselves free. And indeed, because they were sons and daughters, they would inherit. The rules of inheritance in those days were that if you were a son, you inherited. And only sons inherited. And so the message here is, you are children of God because you believe Jesus Christ. And so you will inherit God's things with God, in God's place, forever. It's quite a message, isn't it? But it's only the same message as Jesus taught in his parable, the prodigal son. What did the younger boy say to his father? "Give me my share of the inheritance." And he went off and wasted it in wild living. And so he thought, oh dear, that's that. Well, he didn't actually. When he reached desperation point, he said, "Even the slaves on my father's estate do better than me looking after these pigs. So I'll go back to my father, apologize profusely, and ask to be a slave. And what happened when he went back and repented profusely? He was welcomed back as a son. So can you see how the themes are so similar? And indeed, you notice the similarities too when the elder son complains. I didn't actually read that bit, did I? But surely quite a few of us know it. The elder son of the two sons complained because the father was having a party to welcome back the younger son who's wasted his inheritance. And what was it the elder son said? Listen, for all these years I've been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you've never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. Can you see his state of mind? Can you see the nature of the relationship that he thinks he has with his father? A slave, not a son. And so what does his father try and remind him about? His father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." I.e., you're the inheritor. You're a son. It's the same theme, isn't it? Don't consider yourself a slave to rules. It's not slaves who inherit. Consider yourself a child of God. You don't choose to be a child of somebody, do you? And I didn't choose to be a child of my mother and father, and other people don't choose to be a child of the household that they find themselves growing up in. That's not how it works, is it? We are called to be children, chosen to be children, and how we respond to that is important. So we are to see ourselves as children of God. Children of God are those who believe Jesus and his promises, and not to see ourselves as slaves. It matters. It matters for our relationship with our Heavenly Father, and it matters for our inheritance in the future. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God, for your word and your truth that's here in the letter to the Galatians and here in Jesus' teaching in parables. Please help us to take these truths to heart. Amen.